Haitian gang releases all Christian missionary hostages. By Paul Bois on December 16, 2021. The Haitian 400 Maozo gang has released the last 12 Christian missionary hostages just a little over 2 months after their kidnapping. In an announcement on Thursday, the Ohio-based religious group Christian Aid Ministries praised God for delivering their Christian brethren out of harm's way. The organization said, "We glorify God for answered prayer. The remaining 12 hostages are free. Join us in praising God that all 17 of our loved ones are now safe. Thank you for your fervent prayers throughout the past 2 months. We hope to provide more information as we are able." The safety of the hostages was also confirmed to NBC News by Haiti National Police spokesman Gary Darrozier. In October, the 400 Maozo gang kidnapped 17 Christian missionaries in the Ganthier commune in the suburb of Port-au-Prince. 16 were American citizens with one Canadian, 6 men, 6 women, and 5 children. As Breitbart News reported at the time, a bus carrying the 12 adults and 5 children, including an 8-month-old baby, was hijacked as it made its way home from an orphanage outside Port-au-Prince. The leader of the 400 Maozo gang, a violent group with a history of killings, kidnappings, and extortion, threatened to kill his captives if his demands are not met, which include the payment of $1 million for each of them. The missionary group remained steadfast in its support of the hostages, regularly calling on supporters to pray and fast for their safety. "You may wonder why our workers chose to live in a difficult and dangerous context, despite the apparent risks," the statement said. Before leaving for Haiti, "our workers who are now being held hostage expressed a desire to faithfully serve God in Haiti. Pray that their commitment to God could become even stronger during this difficult experience," Christian Aid Ministries said at the time. Missionaries were slowly released as the weeks went on, 2 in November and another 3 earlier this month. Due to the increased instability in Haiti following the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in July, the United States and Canadian governments have urged their citizens to leave and avoid the island country.